Satnam, everybody. March 20th, 2012, a lot of twos, 2012, 20, double 10-day, Yogi Bhajan is saying, with the Aries spring equinox, he's saying, I want to remind you it's a double 10-day. It's a time to, yes, step into your own power, your own radiance, receive, let go of that which is not in your own divine feminine Adi Shakti power. And he's saying, Yogi Bhajan's laughing. He's saying, okay, I acknowledge all of you. He's saying he's going to make a bumper sticker for heaven that says, or like maybe one of those, when they have airplanes in the sky and they have the little flags flying behind them, he said he's going to make a little flag flying behind an airplane that says, go Adi Shakti or something. He's playing with us. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun. So Tuesday transmissions, Tuesday Tantra transmissions with Yogi Bhajan, and he said lots of angels here that want to learn from the humans, the incarnated ones. The incarnated ones. We're being called the incarnated ones from a heavenly perspective. Yes, it's a very powerful, time of year. And why is this specific spring equinox a especially significant spring equinox? And it's because we're in 2012, and for a number of other reasons. And it's the first balancing portal, the beginning of this cycle, this spring cycle, the Bija cycle, Yogi Bhajan is telling us, of this new cycle, the ascension cycle. This is the first new spring ascension cycle that we've had for a very long time. And it's followed very closely by a new moon very soon. So we're going to have an Aries new moon coming up March 22nd. So, of course, it is a new beginning, as they say, and what are we beginning and what are we doing? So we are basically resetting the whole frequency of the planet. It's yet with the solar flares and the sunspots, whatever it's called, yes, the Earth is resetting itself to the ascension frequencies more and more. And what's happening is that the spring equinox is magnifying the power of your intention. The spring equinox, I'm going to say that again, is magnifying the power of our intentions collectively and whatever our thoughts are. And so we want to make sure that we have our intentions set to create a clear path for spirit to fulfill our intentions, to connect with our own inner divinity. So we've been working with a lot of Pisces energy, which is our connection with our inner divinity, our inner angelic self. So it's time now to move forward, looking at the world through the eyes of the divine, which are one, the oneness with our eyes, and move forward with the Aries spring equinox energy on a clear path, taking with us full control of our own personal power. That's a lot of words, but it's a time of personal creative intelligence, the power of personal creative intelligence. So combining that with your seed intentions, your seed thoughts, and your visualizations to move into this window of time as we embrace ourselves, embrace our power, and embrace the light of the spring in this Aries first phase time. So Aries is a fire sign, and we're going to talk about what the main message of this time is. What is it that we're supposed to be balancing and be aware of during this fire time? We have an alignment of planets in Aries, and it has to do with Mercury, Moon, Sun, and Uranus, and the two asteroids, Vesta and Ceres. So this is a lot of yang energy, a lot of energy to move forward in the world. So we've had Mercury retrograde, which means go back, review your thoughts, review your patterns, review your thinking patterns, and let go of that which no longer serves you. So April 4th, Mercury's going direct. So this is the last period during this time period where if unconscious patterns, so to speak, or thought patterns, or if you see patterns in the world around you, it's a time to infuse those patterns with light so they literally fall away like shadows. They disappear. So this is a good time to continue the disappearing act for those thought forms that we no longer need. And we also have an ongoing Grand Cross, which is formed by the North-South nodes squaring Mars on one side and Chiron on the other. And we've been talking about this. And so we've got Mercury, the mind, and then Mars, which of course is Aries, moving forward with Chiron. So we want to move forward with clear intentions for peace on the planet and things that would heal the planet. Chiron's the wounded healer. So we're cleaning up the psyche of living on a planet that has wars on it. And this is huge. And Dieter Dune, who started the Zeg community in Germany, which we can talk more about another time, he and a group of friends in the 60s, I believe it was, went into the Black Forest in Germany and started a cultural experiment to see how they could live together in peace and how they could bring that consciousness forward to create peace on planet Earth. And what they observed was that all war began with the breakdown in communication, and especially the breakdown between men and women, and men and women arguing, which is what they found with their little group. So, yeah, so they set up a series of experiments, and they consider all life an experiment, and they don't consider things that they do in their community if they don't work out as failed experiments. They encourage people to do things different ways, like maybe, you know, one time they'll have all the men running the kitchen and another time just women or whatever. They're into social experimentation to see how different sets of variables affect the consciousness of people. So this is the type of thing that we're working with right now. How can we live peacefully on the planet with this grand cross with Mars and Chiron, and Mars on one side and Chiron on the other? So we're anchoring in during the spring equinox the balance of male-female polarities of inner and outer peace so that we can walk forward in our personal power on the Earth in a peaceful way, sharing the planet with each other. So that's the main message. That's the frequency that we, this group, are holding in our consciousness that will be the transmission for the planet and will be sent out as the frequency reset. Okay, good. Yogi Bhajan saying yes. That's the frequency reset, and just wanting everybody right now, just go ahead and take a deep breath, connecting with the Earth, the crystalline frequency of the Earth, and feel that in your body. I'm feeling kind of a tingly in my whole body, as I used to when I was in the physical presence of the Master. And feel that, and then exhale. He's saying that he's calibrating our frequency with this spring equinox, with this magnetic change, this magnetic upgrade. And he's saying, let that come into your energy field, into your aura, so you become a magnet for this frequency, and that we're radiating this frequency out onto the whole planet and aligning with the crystalline frequency in the center of the mother. Yay, okay, good. Ah, okay, keep breathing, good. Okay, that's really nice. All right, so during this transition, we have a few years of Uranus and Pluto, Uranus being the planet that rules Aquarius, which is the Aquarian age, the electric energy, the change energy, the energy which flows, the divine feminine, and Pluto, our deepest unconscious, make 7 squares through 2015. So this means Uranus is the planet of revolution, that which breaks up stuck, stagnant energy. And of course, Aries is the energy, the revolutionary sign, getting energy moving forward also. So what's the revolution that we're moving into? That's what we're looking at astrologically right now. So the revolution that we're moving into now is the ascension revolution, which I really like, that we're moving into we are revolutionizing the planet, but really the intention or focus is on ascension. So we're not just revolutionizing institutions on the planet, we're revolutionizing the whole ascension frequency on the planet and beyond. So it's an ascension revolution. And this is what we're initiating right now during the spring equinox. And so I'm feeling just streams of energy pouring through me right now from the master. And so just allow that stream just to wash away, cleanse you of anything that is of maybe lower frequency, or spread it out to the world around you. You can spread it out to, you know, your neighborhood or the area around you, and just let it come through. So we're, right now, what we're doing is we're embracing the change of circumstances. So we've got a lot of help with the planets to move into this change, this important change time, which is an equal day and night, which means balance of masculine, feminine energies. So we've got a lot of fire with Aries to burn up the dross, those lower frequencies that no longer serve us, that no longer help people feel these higher energies, or feel the love, or feel the enthusiasm for life. So we're also burning up the feeling of hopelessness. So the areas where you feel that you can't change or you're stuck, I'm kind of seeing Yogi Bhajan right now. He's saying he's building this cosmic fire, and you can throw into it. He says he'll take it right now. You can throw into circumstances that you may feel have limited you in the past. So I'm kind of seeing him showing me like a little psychic fire, the fire of purification. He's saying right now it's all about purification. So we're purifying, letting go of feeling powerless, feeling victimized, and being able to move into the that which serves us and serves all of humanity. We also have the feminine asteroid Juno, and this has to do with relationships and relatedness and commitment, and this is a 3-month journey with the North Node. So this helps us move into experiencing wholeness on the earth with the planet. So in other words, experiencing ourselves, but also experiencing the planet Earth as whole and no longer damaged and fragmented and all that. So when she ascends into these higher frequencies, the damage and everything is going to be left in 3D. So duality is what creates damage, identification with one side or the other. That's kind of consciousness, victim consciousness that creates wars and suffering. But in the higher dimensions, there really will be enough for everybody. So we're going to be taken out of that suffering consciousness in those dimensions. There's enough for everybody. There's enough food for everybody. There's enough love for everybody. So as we move into the fourth dimension and beyond, we leave behind suffering in 3D. So we've got a pretty exciting time right now to open up to new possibilities, to expand our vision, expand our third eye. Okay, Yogi Bhajan's working with our third eye right now. Thank you, sir. Clarifying our vision, expanding our vision, amplifying our vision so that we can project out the world of our dreams, so we can feel powerful in being with the frequency that of enthusiasm, that we become beacons for these higher frequencies for ourselves and for others. So this is what we're moving through, and we're letting behind stuck emotions, and we're allowing our emotions to become fluid and feel the power of the fluidity of our emotions, so we can channel our emotions and the water element into devotion. Okay, now I'm feeling Yogi Bhajan. I said it's feeling emotional. I feel I'm working with the water element, so I'm feeling us feeling bathed right now, and I'm feeling like warm liquid water. I feel it as if it's liquid gold. So it's also important, he's saying at this time, to work with the lymph system. So taking baths with Epsom salts, drinking water with lemon, massaging the lymph system. All those things are important right now to cleanse the lymph system, to keep us really healthy. He's saying especially massage yourself in the shower, especially for women, under your arms and things like that. So remember the power of massaging your lymph, which is the system which cleanses you, your waterways. So we're working with, during this time, upgrading, up-leveling our sensory system. And Yogi Bhajan has a very powerful lecture where he talks about we are becoming sensory humans. And that's what we're moving into, the awareness of combining our sensory system, which is the tattvas, which we'll talk about in a minute, with our consciousness. So it's an upgrade where we're connecting our sensory system and our consciousness with being in harmony with the earth. So we no longer have that experience that was separate from the earth, but as we up-level our awareness of how to work with our own sensory system, our own energy, our own flow of frequencies, our own emotions, our own passions, our own desires, we're working with those in a way to harmonize with the earth and with our own consciousness. So our tattvas are the building blocks of creation. Our tattvas are simply the elements that we're made of. We're made of earth, air, water, fire, and ether. So tattvas is the yogic word for that, which I'm pretty sure everybody on this call already knows, but people that are listening to this call later. And our tattvas, we balance our tattvas with our consciousness, and there's three types of consciousness, which yogis call the three gunas. So there's the tamasic, the rajasic, and the sattvic. So the tamasic is our animal self. We're in physical bodies. We're in, so to speak, an animal body. And the rajasic is the human part of us. That's where we get aligned with opening our heart chakras and feeling love and compassion. And then the sattvic guna is, that's our angelic part, our divine part, and that's our where our ascension frequencies are. So again, we learn to work with the building blocks of what we're made up on the physical plane, which are called our tattvas, with the consciousness of the gunas. So like the purification of the lymph system, the purification of our thoughts, the meditations, the kriyas that we were talking about earlier, that's the consciousness that we use to work with the tattvas. And that so as we learn to do that, then we become these sensory beings living in a sea of consciousness. And one important piece of how we link, this is a really pivotal piece, how we link our consciousness with the tattvas is through divine sound, mantras, chanting, shabad. So we need to have that link with the tattvas and our consciousness to take our consciousness and our physical bodies, remembering that this is the time where ascension means we get to take our physical bodies with us. We're not trying to drop our bodies. So the link of the high-frequency consciousness with the tattvas is shabad, is sacred sound, is mantra. So that's the most pivotal piece of information that we could impart today during this equinox, balancing frame point of view. What will balance your consciousness with your tattvas is shabad, is sound current. And this is the balance point that you need that will allow you to contain the spinning kundalini energy that will take you into the ascension frequencies as the planet keeps up-leveling and up-leveling and up-leveling into these higher dimensions. So, we've got the water element, the fire element, earth. We've got the ether, and we've got air. So, you may have heard of the what's sometimes labeled the five deadly sins of lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment. So that's what we're balancing. So lust, which is the water element, can be transformed to respect. So this is what we're doing with the divine, up-leveling to the divine feminine energy. From women being seen just as sexual objects to beautiful divine goddesses who are totally worthy and receiving the respect that they deserve from women on the planet to, of course, the planet herself. So we're transforming lust to respect, to the sacredness. We're elevating the level of the feminine to that of the sacred. And then we've got anger, which is the fire tattva, agnya. And so this is about changing anger into passion, into enthusiasm, the fire element. So we're no longer directing anger towards the world outside of us. We're using the anger as our own fuel to purify our own thoughts and our own actions so we can actually take action during this Aries time if there's something that needs to be changed, rather than feeling that we're trapped or we're in victim mode. And then we've got the earth element, which can be greed. So instead of being greedy for whatever it is we're greedy for, we want to be greedy to feel the passion, feel the greed, feel the desire to live in the truth and to share the truth with everybody around us. And be desirous or greedy to work on our own internal caliber, our own divine qualities. So be greedy for the divine. Be greedy to be connected with the qualities of the divine. And then we've got ether, and that has to do with the ego. And so instead of identifying with our lower selves, again, it's identifying with our higher self, identifying with the infinite. So we have those flowing feelings of gratitude, the unlimited feelings of gratitude and feeling infinite, unlimited. And we have air, attachment. So instead of being attached to whatever, another person or worldly attachments, we want to be attached to the frequencies that we want. We want to be attached to qualities. We want to be attached to the whole world. We want to expand our minds so our meditations reach around the world. Our frequencies affect everyone when we're meditating. And so this is the idea of releasing these lower frequencies on the planet and learning how to consciously work with the elements that we're made up with. And you can think, like, no matter what situation you're in, what's needed in this situation? What element, what tattva do I need to pull on? Do I need more fire right now? Do I need more ether? Do I need more air? So you can start to think about it. And there's different shabbas and, of course, different mantras that work with different elements. So you think about, you know, Gobinde Mukunde Udadi Apati. That's more of a fire element, you know, going forward, moving forward, taking you forward. So this is the consciousness that we're working with. We're linking our sattvic, angelic, divine consciousness with the tattvas that we're made of, with our physical body, with the earth. And this is the balance that we're talking about with the spring equinox. And this is the ascension frequency. This is the way to work with the ascension energies. And this is what we're doing right now. So thank you, everybody. Yogi Bhajan Samadhi just said, saying thank you. Thank you. That's what I wanted to impart today. Well, it's fun working with him. Okay, so he wants us to go ahead and continue practicing our Das Bayi to move into that state of receptivity and gratitude. So just go ahead and focus on your breath. Begin your long, deep breathing. And then when you're ready, we'll chant together with the Ardas Bayi. The intention of balancing the tattvas with the consciousness for the ascension frequencies to be anchored in through ourselves and on the planet at this time during the spring equinox. Here we go.